St. Catherine U student pleads guilty over ties to Al-Qaeda. By Tom Sakata on August 30, 2020. Nusa Jamal Hassan, a former student of St. Catherine University in St. Paul, Minnesota, pled guilty last week to charges related to her ties to Al-Qaeda. During her freshman year, Hassan anonymously encouraged two of her peers to join the terrorist group. In January 2018, Hassan set several fires on campus in the name of Al-Qaeda. According to a report by Campus Reform, former college student Nusa Jamal Hassan pled guilty on Wednesday over her attempts to support the terrorist group Al-Qaeda. Hassan spent time in jail in 2018 after setting fire to two buildings on St. Catherine University's campus. In a press release, the Department of Justice claims that Hassan initially denied attempting to recruit her peers to join Al-Qaeda. However, Hassan admitted in her guilty plea that she was behind the recruitment letters that circulated around campus. According to the defendant's guilty plea and documents filed in court, in March of 2017, while a freshman student at St. Catherine University, SCU, in St. Paul, Minnesota, Hassan drafted a letter encouraging others to join a designated foreign terrorist organization, namely, Al-Qaeda, AQ, and anonymously delivered the letter to two other students at SCU for the purpose of recruiting those individuals to join AQ. During a subsequent interview with FBI agents, Hassan denied authoring or delivering the recruitment letter. Hassan reportedly planned to join Al-Qaeda in Kabul, Afghanistan, in 2017 after a flight from the United States to Dubai. In September 2017, Hassan was prevented from entering Afghanistan because she lacked a travel visa. According to the defendant's guilty plea and documents filed in court, on September 18, 2017, Hassan purchased a round-trip airline ticket from Minneapolis-St. Paul International Airport, MSP, to Dubai, United Arab Emirates, and purchased a second round-trip ticket from Dubai to Kabul, Afghanistan. Hassan later admitted that she planned to travel from Dubai to Kabul where she hoped to join AQ and that she had no intentions of returning to the United States. On September 19, 2017, Hassan boarded a flight and traveled from MSP to Dubai, but was prevented from traveling to Kabul because she failed to secure a travel visa allowing her to enter the country. In January 2018, Hassan attempted to set fires to several buildings on campus. At the time, local news reported that Hassan was motivated to destroy campus buildings after reading that the United States military had destroyed schools in Iraq and Afghanistan. The fires were quickly extinguished and nobody was injured. Stay tuned to Breitbart News for more updates on this story.